This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 86% of healthcare CEOs said an Affordable Care Act repeal should not proceed without a replacement that provides affordable health care for all Americans who lack employer-based coverage. President-elect Trump essentially said that he had no intention of investigating Hillary Clinton, despite that being a common theme during his campaign. "I don't want to hurt the Clintons, I really don't," Trump told the New York Times. Facebook has developed software to suppress posts from appearing in people's news feeds in specific geographic areas in order to reopen a door to entering China. The International Campaign to Ban Landmines said that casualties are up to the highest level in a decade and contributions to eliminate them were down a quarter. George Soros has committed $10 million to fight hate crimes in the U.S. Federal auto safety regulators want smartphones to be installed with an auto mode, like the airplane mode, that would block certain apps and features to keep drivers' attention on the road. A 22-count criminal indictment has been filed against two Mobile, Alabama doctors for writing $4.9 million worth of the painkiller Insys, the drug company, bribing them to keep writing the scripts. Federal judge in Texas has issued a preliminary injunction blocking the proposed Department of Labor overtime rule that would have made workers eligible for overtime if they made less than $50,000 or so. This will likely kill the proposed rule. A new computer program was developed ostensibly to prevent voter fraud called Interstate Crosscheck. The program claimed to identify people who were voting in more than one state. What it really did was remove hundreds of thousands of mostly minority voters from the rolls. 30 states participated in interstate crosscheck in the recent election. Virginia dropped 12.1% from the rolls. 7 million names were identified nationwide. Extrapolating from the Virginia data, as many as 1 million legitimate voters may have been removed in the 30 participating states. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.